So Shishiyah Vayeshev is a continuation of the story of Yosef Beis Potiphar. And we know Yosef refuses. The drash of Chazal here is so powerful. Really, what Chazal are picking up on, as I think we alluded to earlier in this week, is the idea that Yaakov and Yosef could be physically separated, but there was a mutual existential bond that could never really be broken. So, with respect to Yaakov, the pasuk says, "Vayimain lisnechem vayomer kiyirid al bnei avel sheola," and Yosef, right, can be physically separated from Yaakov, and it's the same language. "Vayimain vayomer leishas adonav hin adoni lo yadayti ma babayis v'chol asher yeshlo nasan biadi," etc. "Vayimain nirasalo d'most diyakno shel aviv," the father's inspiration. And his standards and his values and his sense of propriety that even in a place that was shut of Bezima, right, you know, Kimase Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtim Below Sasun, right, Yosef was not going to take on, you know, those kinds of behaviors. Now, in terms of the way that Yosef expresses himself, that was the catalyst for his behavior was his father's home and his father's standards. And again, that bond that they had, Vayimain. But the way that he expresses himself is very fascinating. And he talks about sort of the Ben Adam Lechaver and Ben Adam Lemakom components to it, right? Hein Adoni lo yadayitim ha-babayis v'chol yeshlo nasan biyadi. And then he speaks about, you know, v'chatasi le'lokim. And Rashi picks up on that, Bnei Noach nitzavu al-arayos. So the Ramban is very fascinated by this presentation. You know, after all, you know, the first and most important reason we don't do things is because this is the, you know, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, of course, you know, when it comes to Neishas Ish, there's also, you know, a horrific betrayal, especially somebody who placed, you know, trust in you. And that seems to be the sense of what, you know, Yosef, you know, is expressing. The Ramban has a particular idea. Why did Yosef front load, you know, the aspect of, you know, Bein Adam Lechavero, Hein Adoni lo yadayitim ha-babayis, v'chol asher yeshlo nasan v'yadi, en eni gadol ha-babayis hazem imeni, v'lo chasach menu me'uma ki motach basher at ishto ve'eich ha-seh ha-ra'ah gidola ha-zos. Right, it's really interesting, and the Ramban doesn't quite put it this way, but I would just add on, you know, like it seems a little bit strange that Yosef is giving this big speech about, you know, loyalty and fealty to Potiphar, where obviously that would likely fall on deaf ears in the context of Eshes Potiphar, because she's prepared to betray her husband, you know, in a very fundamental way. That's Lashon Hamata. Right, it's a euphemism, but the point is that it seems a little bit strange. So the Ramban has a second idea where it's not just, you know, Ben Adam Lechaver or Ben Adam Lemakom. And he says, you know, because Yosef understood that this is a kind of Ben Adam Lemakom violation as well, because Einav, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, B'nem Manei Aretz LaShevet Imadi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, looks for those who are honest people amongst the Kitos that aren't Bab Mechitza Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amongst those are dishonest people, the shakranim, right? Chosama Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. So, you know, what we spoke about it previously in terms of Yosef's sense of honesty, you know, Bahika Yom Azav, Evo HaBaisa Lasos Malachto, and Targum Onkelos, Lemivdak B'chushbane, Yosef was completely honest. We talked about earlier, Ekim Alechem Asher Ochel, the Ramban, that he wouldn't take anything that wasn't right. His sense of integrity and honesty and propriety, as it, you know, related to, you know, Dine Mamanos. So, you know, the natural extension of that was, I'm not going to betray, you know, Potiphar and Dine Mamanos, not for a dollar, not for a nickel, not for a penny, not, you know, Din Mana or Din Elef, and I'm certainly not going to betray him in this way, right? So the point is that Yosef's integrity was very much holistic, and the Ramban's idea is, you know, V'chatasi l'lokim, because Yosef's perception of Avodas Hashem was rooted in this, you know, in this kind of integrity. So here I think we can bring things full circle. We started out by noting that the catalyst for Yosef, you know, to do the right thing was Nirasala Dumosti Yakno Shlavi Bechalon, and certainly, you know, these kinds of, you know, behaviors, you know, Arayos would, you know, be completely incompatible with the standards of Yaakov Avinu. But in addition to that, right, just the pure dishonesty that's involved, the Begida that's involved, you know, discrediting one's reputation in terms of behaving in a, you know, in a particularly deceitful manner in this regard is also a complete betrayal of Yaakov. Yaakov HaTzadik, you know, Hayisi Vayom Achlani Chor V'Cherech Balayla V'Tidat Shnasi Me'enai T'Reifalo Hevesi Elecha Anochi Achatana Gnuvti Yom Gnuvti Laila, the standards of Yaakov HaTzadik in terms of Ne'amanos, That's part of what Yosef is appealing to here as well. So his father is really all over this, both in terms of the motivation, for keeping him, on the straight and narrow, Nirasala Dumasti Yakno Shalavi, but also a sense of Vichatas Elokim, Lashitas Haramban, as it concerns, an Avera dishonesty. It's obviously a very particular form of dishonesty, an aggravated form of dishonesty, but nonetheless, right, cheating one's, employer, that's not limited to Dine Mamanos, and that too is a virtue of Yaakov HaTzadik.